everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time we are finishing out Power Rangers Mystic Force with the final episode, Mystic Fate Part 2. And we are going to get this started right away here in 3, 2, 1, go! Mystic Fate Part 2 was the 32nd and final episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. Like the last episode, it also aired on November 13th, 2006, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Mark Beasley. Kind of makes you wonder why that big block didn't send out these guys out to take out the Rangers instead of all those other guys. Oh, he didn't even have to use his phone. Oh, is he gonna do the thing again? Oh, nice. Yep, there it is. Now they're gonna be, yep, Battleizer. Didn't really help with the last one though. Then again, he is mad now.
You guys want in on this?
Gladly.
Yeah.
I believe this is the definition of a second wind.
Thanks for joining the party.
Oh, that's new. That is a big deal because, you know, in the Sentai, Manji Blue and their version of Daggeron are like in love.
Nothing can stop me from bringing darkness and despair to this world.
What can you possibly gain by destroying our whole world?
Your world is now my world. You want to see what my world will look like?
What about Udonna? Ooh, that's a neat trick.
So dark.
This is the future of your world. There is no purpose for
I ate your magic. You will become a part of the dust that I will walk upon. That will be your one and only purpose.
We're not done. You haven't defeated us yet.
Legend Warriors!
Yes, more power for me to eat.
I am fairly certain that,
come on, Rangers.
In the Sentai, they have a helmetless scene in there. He's the master, guys.
It is now over. The hopelessness and fear I feel inside of you makes your power even more tender to die on.
Uh-oh.
I can feel him taking it.
Ooh. Hey, there is a helmetless scene. Is this the first time we've seen them in the suits outside of commercials?
That thing just destroyed our Zord, not to mention Dagger and my dad.
So that's it. The Great Nick. The Red Ranger is calling it quits.
Oh, well, no. Don't walk away. Answer her. Are you giving up?
Get out of my way.
No, Nick. You answer that.
Guys, wake up and smell the darkness.
We've done our best. We failed.
We're no match for that thing. Fine. Yes, I've given up.
Wow.
Don't you say that.
Ooh.
Don't you say that. Not you. You have held us together through all of this. You will not give up. Listen to me. Giving up is not an option for you. We are a team, and you are this team's leader. We go on no matter what.
Oh, Madison.
It is time to finish this meal.
Ouch.
Welcome to your end.
Oh, if only it said, welcome to your nightmare. You know, like in the movie. Ooh.
I call forth the powers of good magic still left in the world. Of all the good magic still left in my body. Come to me now. Magical source, mystic force.
Ooh, I'm liking this. Ooh. Go, Nick. Ew. Brain armor. Ew. So he hits him in the chest? That was cool.
Yeah. Now our magic is gone for good.
Still don't have Claire.
You will pay for this.
O'Donna. Oh, there we go.
Ah! Will not stop me. I will return to the depths and gather my strength.
I'm afraid that won't be possible.
Wait, what?
It seems your pit no longer exists.
No longer exists?
What she means is that you no longer have a place to dwell in your darkness.
Where's the fish guy?
Alive. Where is Sculpin?
He is no more.
What? You're alive, but how?
With a little help from my friend, Necroli.
You okay?
Necroli!
Itasus was the only one who showed me any kindness, so I revived her.
I never trusted that bat.
Oh, good. I'm glad they're explaining it, though. Handy fight. You can bet this is American footage. They didn't slide around like that in Japanese footage.
How could you defeat me?
With courage.
It will not matter. Darkness will still prevail. But I am your master.
This puppet has cut the strings. The master is gone for now, but he will be back. Tell me what.
Yeah, we're only halfway through the episode.
Why do you shed tears?
The tears are for our sadness, for our losses. I cry for my husband, Lian Mo, and Daggeron.
That is something that I cannot help you with.
My mom can.
Lily?
You can do anything you want, Mom. Always could. Do it, Mom. I believe in you.
Really? Is this all because they were going to blow up the or take over the Earth, even if it meant Lily dying? I would kind of like to watch the Sentai now to see if she does this there. Uh-oh. Did it take out her power? Also, in the Sentai, she didn't have a daughter. She was made up of two girls.
Hey, don't forget about me!
Hey, Gingy's back, too!
Look at me! I'm back!
Mom?
Human, right? Oh, look! Will it be an actress we know? It will not be! Could it be her voice actress or just some random actress? Oh.
Quite a reunion. Sorry I have to destroy it.
Rangers, our magic is gone.
I've got an idea. Let's all run, okay?
We're running. I found my real family. I found my home. No more running.
Okay.
So be it.
This should be fun.
My victory is already in hand.
Wait, does Claire still have her power?
Magic. What does she mean by that?
Yeah. Maybe she meant us. Huh?
Huh?
Or maybe she meant us.
Look, I spoke to some of the people
again?
City, and I told them that the forest.
Hey, there's the girl from the store.
Are not the ones for us to fear.
And I spoke the same truth to those in the forest. Either we stay the way we were and perish, or we stay. together and fight the real evil.
Power Rangers, you have fought all year for us. Your magic is used up. Well, now let us give you some of our magic.
That's right.
Excuse me?
You're not the only ones. All of us believe in magic. Thanks to you.
Oh. Believing in magic.
Let's show them together.
Okay. There you go. Now everyone knows that there's their secret identities.
Solaris Knight. White Mystic Ranger. Green Mystic Ranger. Pink Mystic Ranger. Blue Mystic Ranger. Yellow Mystic Ranger. Red Mystic Ranger. Hi-ya! We call forth the magic. Together as one. United for all time. Power Rangers. Mystic Force.
Woohoo! Okay. They're giving him the magic? Oh! No, I don't know why. Oh, too much!
It's working! Keep going! There is no end to our magic!
There's also no end to the reflection in your, helmet showing that there's nothing that you're aiming it at. So does that return all the magic then?
And so darkness was destroyed by light. And should it ever return, your magic must stop it.
Okay. Ending's a little weird, but fine.
I tell the two of you about the time that I went to... Hey, which... Guys, come back!
You're leaving.
Yeah. I'm going to see my adopted parents. There's a lot to tell them.
So, you're not coming back?
I didn't say that.
You are coming back.
What I'm saying is that I'd like to come back. Or something or someone to come back
for. Oh.
Well, there is. There's Xander, Vita, Chip, Toby, Phineas, Lily, and me. I want you to come back for me.
Aww. Not completely out of nowhere, but it was very subtle, leading to this.
Can you hold on to this?
Sure.
With Necrolite herself. She cowered.
Oh.
Really? Coward?
Well, maybe not coward, but she trembled.
Trembled?
Broke a sweat?
Vampires do not sweat. They glow.
Hey, Nikki.
She's being dubbed.
Time 10.
Okay.
Oh, she's Nikki. Like Necrolite.
She was sweating.
My mom.
mom in our new condo, dating a traveling hunk muffin, and she's dating the owner of a record store.
How did you get a condo? Oh, manager. Okay. Oh. Hey, how did he survive? I guess she likes pink now. Oh, really?
Ready? Ready.
Udonna looks like Evel Knievel. I like that they're traveling together, though. Oh! Good, I was wondering what happened to Claire. And Daggeron, where's he? So is she the new Mystic Mother, or is she the new Udonna?
The end.
Okay. Where's Dag? Oh, Daggeron's still helping with the construction. Never mind, we saw that. So very much, Necrolai's voice stayed the same, but they just gave her a new actress who had to mouth everything badly. Because she was way over-enunciating for the words that were coming out of her mouth, apparently. Alright. Overall, this was not bad. I have to say, though, I did not like it as much as SPD. However, I do feel like this show, they did have fewer episodes, so I felt like they were cramming in as much as they could into the 32 episodes, even if it meant combining episodes of Sentai episodes into a single Power Rangers episode, which usually was to a detriment. Just the constant fighting and morphing and fighting and morphing. And then they stopped morphing altogether and they just showed up as Rangers. I was hoping we'd get one more morph. We almost did. Sort of. Flashes of it. It's not the morph. I do believe SPD had the full 38, but I think about it too. So that probably helped them. And even though Greg Aronowitz was not around for this series, they did very good with the makeup. Kelson Henderson's makeup during this whole season was very cool. It was hard to tell where the prosthetics ended and the actual man began. But in any event, overall, it wasn't bad, not my favorite, and like I said, I felt like they were trying to cram too much. I don't know if there's a certain amount of Sentai that they're supposed to use. I've heard that there isn't, but they sure seem to like to try to cram as many monsters and Zord fights in as they could, when they really didn't need to, apparently. We'll see how that goes next season when we get to Operation Overdrive, which I'm not looking forward to because I have not heard good things about it, and I really liked Go Go Sentai Bokinger, which is what it's based on. So, coming soon, we will be starting our coverage of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by 2TrueFreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.